Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, last month, CBS Philadelphia news anchor Jim Donovan made his final broadcast on the station. But retirement doesn't mean slinking into obscurity. Jim is already a world beater. He set the global record for the largest collection of socks. Jim, good afternoon and congratulations to you.
Hello, Sean. Thank you very much for inviting me to speak with you. And yes, I'm thrilled. I'm now a Guinness World Record holder.
Okay, that must be very exciting. Now, the socks, are they your own socks, or they were socks that were sent to you?
So it was a combination. Several years ago, so for years I've been a news presenter in the U.S. and a news anchor. And about 10 years ago, we changed our studio set, and we added a couch. And as a result, people could see the socks that I was wearing on our morning show. And I had a decent collection, probably a few dozen pairs, and people started sending me the socks, you know, one pair a week, two pairs a week. And then during COVID, everyone was locked up and didn't have anything to do but online shopping, and suddenly this trend kicked off where people were literally sending me, you know, I would get dozens a week.
Oh,
so
my God.
Over the course of the years, oh yeah, it was crazy. Our mailman was like, okay, we got another puffy envelope, so there's more socks for you. And over the years, I kept on thinking, well, you know, when I was a kid, I always looked at the Guinness World Record book and thought, boy, it would be kind of interesting to be a world record holder, but I didn't want the world's longest toenails. I didn't think that would be very hygienic, and I didn't want to be skipping rope for 75 days. So I thought, wait a minute, maybe this is how I get into this book. And then just shortly before I retired last month, we submitted the application, which I will tell you was not an easy thing to do. Guinness is very specific and thorough as far as how they want you to, you know, supply the application.
Yeah. Now, and as I understand it, that involved kind of getting a large space and cataloging each pair.
Yes. So you had to, each sock had to be numbered, named. You had to describe each sock. So, you know, purple sock with blue pelican standing on roof. Then you had to take a picture of the sock. You had to put a JPEG photo in the spreadsheet. And then you had to have two independent experts count the socks while on video that was unedited with clickers in their hands. So you needed to see the clicker and the sock at the same time, unedited, a continuous stream of video. And then you had to put that in a spreadsheet and submit it. And the spreadsheet was 262 pages long.
Whoa. And these experts, were they sock experts, or what kind of experts were they?
That's what when they initially said, I said, well, what is an expert in socks? So we have a university here, Thomas Jefferson University, and they have a textile program. So we brought their textile people in, and all they had to do is say, yes, this is a sock, and then they had to count them. And the only kind of quirky little thing was if there were a pair that weren't matched. So, for instance, I had one pair that one sock was macaroni and the other sock was cheese. And you had to show that was a pair that was marketed that way and was sold that way. But the total count was 1,531 pairs of socks, and you know, they signed off on it. And just putting together the application probably took me about 80 hours worth of work.
My word! And the socks that people would send in to you, they were all kind of quite unusual socks, I would presume.
They were. You had to categorize the socks and group them in similar, you know, subject matter. So I have food socks, I have animal socks, I have holiday socks, I've got, you know, socks, three-dimensional socks. I have some that have, like, hair that sticks up off the top. I have Spock ears that stick off the side of some of them. The interesting thing is out of the 1,531 pair, there were very few duplicates. So I started thinking, is there a sock stalker watching me on TV every day keeping track? Because they would send them in, and, you know, I would say probably maybe two dozen out of the 1,500 were duplicates over the years.
Wow.
But, you know, like around my birthday, they would send me socks that had birthday themes. Around Christmas, St. Patrick's Day, I would always get probably a dozen socks. There were some that were more ambitious on sending me socks. There was a woman in Portland, Maine that sent me probably over 100 pair over the past 5 or 6 years. And she likes socks, and her husband doesn't like socks. So she figured, well, if she can't buy them for him, she'll buy them for me.
Okay, so, fair enough.
It was a very nice, and I wanted to make sure that if we did apply for the record, that it was done before I retired, because it really wasn't my record. It was the audience's record, because they were the ones that basically supplied this. And, you know, I store them at home. I have what I call a sock closet, and I put them in containers. There's 48 pair in each container. And that's how and they're all, like, if you need me to have an elephant sock for tomorrow, I know exactly which bin to go into when I can pull an elephant sock and have it on.
That's impressive. And did you manage to, all the socks you were sent in, did you wear them all on screen?
With the exception of probably about a dozen or two, because right before I left, everyone started sending me retirement socks. So I couldn't get them all on the air beforehand. But each day what I would do is we would do a hashtag called Jim Socks, and I would post them on Instagram and Facebook. And that's the way people knew what the sock of the day was.
Okay.
We eventually got rid of the couch on the set, but people kept on asking what sock. I thought, well, this is the easiest way to do it. But and for the most part, most of the socks have only been worn once, and then I put them away unless I need them for a special event or, you know, some kind of thematic outfit that I'm supposed to be wearing for some event.
But no one has sent you socks that you thought, I just can't wear these socks on air because they were obscene or political or anything of that nature.
Well, yeah, there was one pair right before I left. Someone sent me Trump socks. So I didn't wear those on TV. I'm like, I am not wearing these. I'll wait, you know, because I didn't want, you know, as news presenters, we have to be unbiased and kind of stay in the middle of the road. So I didn't wear that. And I'm trying to think, I don't think there were any other socks. There were a few that had I wouldn't say bad words because I use the word quite often, but you know the certain words that we use in some conversations, and you can't basically post that on TV.
Hmm.
So begins with an F. So I would save those just for personal use when it was about on weekends and things like that.
Okay, yeah. That's handy to have them for weekends. were the Trump socks anti-Trump socks or pro-Trump socks?
They were neither. They were just him, but they had his hair attached. They had red, like orange hair that was attached to the top. It was one of the 3D socks. I mean, they were rather, and the funny thing was at one point, I saw them in a store and I thought, oh boy, I don't have this in my collection. I should buy it. And I thought, no, because then people are either going to think I'm anti or against him. I don't need this aggravation. So I just kind of like let the universe take care of it. And then some woman said, and she even put it in the letter that she sent me. She goes, I know you don't have this in your collection. She goes, and I'm sure you won't be able to wear this while you're still employed. She goes, but I want you to have this. So I thought that was very nice. The people were just so generous with their time and energy and sending me these over the years, because I'd been on the air for 22 years here in Philadelphia. I've been anchoring the news for 39 years. So it was a great way, a fun, happy, positive way for me to kind of leave the business on my own terms.
Yeah, absolutely. What does a retired news anchor do? Is it hard to kind of readjust to not, you know, scanning the headlines every 5 seconds?
Well, I have not looked at the news for the past 2 weeks. I was on holiday, so that was the big thing.
Just as well, it's appalling.
Exactly. And I'm a very empathetic person, so there were days that I would sit on the anchor desk and think, oh my gosh, I would jump off a roof if I had to watch the show every day. So I was on the morning show. So the weird thing with me was I had a very bizarre schedule. I would get up at 2 a.m. and I would go to bed at 6 o'clock at night. So my schedule, I'm just trying to get back to a normal person's schedule, because I did that schedule for over 10 years. And but for now, I'm thinking, you know, I'll do some nonprofit volunteer work, do some writing. I'm thinking about writing a book, not about stocks, although that has crossed my mind. I could do like a coffee table book about stocks. But yeah, it's really interesting. And Philadelphia, of course, is a very large television market. We've got about 7 million viewers here. So even though I'm not on TV, people still stop me in the stores and restaurants and stuff. So it's nice. Even though I've gone away from the anchor desk, people haven't forgotten about me, at least not yet.
Yeah. Well, we wish you the very best for the future. And again, congratulations on your Guinness World Record. That was Jim Donovan there in Philadelphia.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.